Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
On this day, the National Sanctity of Human Life Day, it's appropriate to talk about the first piece of abortion legislation that is moving on Capitol Hill, the Born Alive Infant Protection Act. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, it's interesting, Matt. I mean, this Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act has come up how many years now?
A number of years, and it has come close to passing. It has been passed in the House, but it always has gotten stuck in the Senate.
Right, but basically it's saying a child that is born after an attempt of live birth needs to be protected and treated as any other baby that's born.
That's right. I mean, this is the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. It means that this is a baby who actually survives an abortion and is born alive. What do you do with that baby? Well, this particular law says that you do what you would do with any other baby that is born alive and needs help. You give them medical care. You don't just let them die on their own or throw them in a garbage can. Mm. So who would be opposed to this? You know, there are some people in the past that have voted against this similar kind of a bill, saying, oh, well, this will interfere with abortion. This is an infanticide bill. This is not abortion. This is after an abortion that is not successful and the baby is born alive. There's a number of babies that are born alive after an attempted abortion. And this goes back a long time ago to a hospital in Illinois. And it's where Barack Obama, when he was a state senator, continually tried to block the same law in the state of Illinois because Christ Hospital, which you would think it's a Christian hospital, but it's part of a very liberal denomination that was actually pro-abortion before Roe versus Wade, to which Barack Obama attended when he was running for office as the United States president. And that particular hospital was notorious for birthing babies that are alive and allowing them to die. And so the nurse in that hospital encountered one of these babies who was gasping for breath and was prohibited by the hospital staff, by their authorities, from giving that baby any life-saving care. So they created what they called a comfort room.
You know, this is horrific, Matt. I mean, abortion survivors are not hypothetical. I mean, we've talked, we know them. We've interviewed. Melissa Odin is one of them who speaks out against this. She was put aside after an attempted abortion and left to die, but there was a nurse who had compassion on her. And now she speaks in favor of this Abortion Survivors Protection Act. But, you know, you got more than 30,000 medical professionals that also, you know, are in favor of this. They state that there is no scientific or legal reason to distinguish between human beings born after an attempted abortion and human beings born after attempted live birth.
Yeah, those 30,000 medical professions are made up of American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists, OBGYNs, American College of Pediatricians, Christian Medical and Dental Associations, Catholic Medical Association, and the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons that support this law.
Right.
As they should. Everyone should support this law. So
it's life.
Now that we have a new Congress, we've had this bill that was passed in the House. It got stuck in the Senate with the previous Congress. Now you have a new Congress, the slate is clean. So all those bills are done. You can't bring them back up again. You got to refile them again, get the new sponsors. So this is a new bill. It is a bill like what has been pushed forward before. It's beginning now in the United States Senate, and the vote is expected this week. So I encourage you to go to lc.org as well as lcaction.org, lcaction.org. There we have a faxing platform on one of our emails that you can click on, and send faxes to members of both the House and the Senate. But right now, the Senate is what needs to hear from you. It's the United States Senate. Right. The number of votes in this particular case, you need in the United States Senate, if it's not a budget issue, you need 60 votes to overcome the filibuster. And then if you vote on it, you only need 50 plus one. So you only need 51 votes to pass something. We have the 51 votes to pass this. The real question is, do we have the 60 votes to overcome the filibuster? We have perhaps 58 that I can count. We are close to getting to the 60. If we get to the 60, this will pass in the Senate, and then we'll be able to pass it in the U.S. House. So it's very critical.
Right.
I think it's really symbolic as well as very timely to kick off this Sanctity of Human Life Week. Today is January 22, and it was on January 22, 1973, that the Supreme Court issued this infamous, deadly decision called Roe versus Wade and then Doe versus Bolton that legalized abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy. That's been overturned in 2022. Today, we remember the individuals, the babies who were slaughtered, 63, 65 million during the reign of terror of Roe versus Wade. Some are still slaughtered, and even in states that have abortion, but some are born alive, like what we've talked about, Melissa Oden, but also, Holly, we represent Sandra Merritt. Sandra Merritt, back in 2015 and 2016, she did videos involving Planned Parenthood and other organ procurement companies, and found that this one testimony that actually was a doctor, a scientist, testified under oath.
Mm-hmm.
And she is a research scientist that did research on mice. She has a lot of different kind of criteria that she has to follow to make sure she doesn't cause undue pain to them. And one day, there was a shipment that came in, and it was a baby's heart that was still beating that one of her colleagues had ordered that had been aborted and had been procured by this organ procurement company, part of what Sandra Merritt uncovered with these videos. And she testified under oath that the only way for this heart to continue to remain beating is if it were still beating when it was extracted and they continued to keep it beating
from
so that it didn't
baby.
Stop. So in other words, it had to be removed from a baby while it was alive after birth.
Right. But, you know, no one should be complicit in preventing this Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act from passing. You know, whether it's a phone call or an email to representative, you've got to have your voice, you know, known, because these are the lives of precious children that are at stake here.
Yeah, these are the lives of precious children. And believe it or not, this happens in America,
mm-hmm.
that children are aborted and they're born still living. And they could survive, like Melissa Oden and others. In fact, the Center for Disease Control reports that at least 143 babies were born alive after an attempted abortion between 2003 and 2014, a number derived from only the 8 states that report this information. In other words, there are states in which this happens, but they're not reporting the information. This is 8 states that are required to report. Some of the states have said, no, we're not even going to report this. If you have a baby that's born alive, we're not going to report it as a baby born alive. So we don't know how many babies have been born alive and left to die. There are reports after reports after reports of people seeing this happen, of babies who have been born, thrown in the garbage, put aside, gasping for air. Some compassionate nurse finds them and protects them. And they live, and they've been able to now share their story. So we know it happens. We know it happens on a much greater scale than what the CDC has reported, because they're only reporting from 8 states.
This is horrific. It has got to stop, and we have to be a part of stopping it.
And we have an opportunity to. So the good news is there's been a huge change. January 3, a new Congress has been sworn in. January 20, a new president, Donald Trump, the 47th president of the United States, has taken the oath of office. Today, we are celebrating the overturning of Roe versus Wade in 2022, remembering those babies who lost their lives and recommitting to make sure that the womb is a safe place once again. And now this new Congress has as one of its first bills the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. So I encourage you to go to lc.org, look for the email there, lcaction.org, look for the email there, and send your faxes today so that your voice can be heard with the United States Senate and this bill can pass and move on to the U.S. House. For more information, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.